你好，
你好，你好。
我阿 Sir，I can't express in words or mimicry how happy I am to be here with you now. Just the two of us and some microphones and the world.
Well, I am very glad to hear that.
好开心啊！
好开心，
好鬼开心。And you know, after 2 weeks with Buddhist monks, you get a little bit. You just want to see someone who likes to drink again.
I can understand that. I can
and
understand.
Also, they eat meat, so, you know. What kind of Buddhist, right? Tibetan.
Okay, so you've been in Tibet.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
What's known as Tibet, but China thinks it's Qinghai province. So clearly isn't.
So that was your holiday?
Yeah. So I just, you know, I just hopped from flood to flood. First, jumped over a flood along the Yangtze River, so the train line was down for probably about 3 or 4 days. So there's no train. We had to fly.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And that doesn't come naturally.
Not at all. But it was a good flight, I have to say. No, it's normal. I just don't like flying out of principle. Yeah, on principle.
So you went from one flood to another?
Yes, hopping from flood to flood, so hopping over the Yangtze, and then we got up there and it's dry as. And then just a few days after I got back, there's a massive flood where we just were in Gansu province. Oh. And also the huge demonstration in Guangzhou 2 weeks ago.
Now, this is what I wanted you to tell me about, because I've been away and I heard rumours of the, well, not rumours, but I heard a little bit about it and wanted to know more. And I'm particularly glad that we seem to be talking in English.
Yeah.
Because after 4 weeks away.
Oh, I just want
to. Forget about the canto.
I want to teach you a new word and a new expression, though, before we go any further.
Okay.
Hom ho.
Ho.
Ho. Soi choi. Soi.
Soi.
Soi choi.
Soi choi. Flood.
Aha. Where from you take it, you?
Well, I knew soi was water. I just guessed.
Oh, this is amazing. It's like an epiphany, an angel come down from the lower reaches of heaven.
Not the higher ones.
No.
Soi choi, soi choi.
Soi choi. And which leads me to an excellent expression, which I know I've mentioned this before, but you don't have in English, in the English language, but you should because you invented it. Schadenfreude.
Oh, yeah, great word.
Yeah.
I can never pronounce it, but Schadenfreude.
Yeah, but you can't say it. But anyway, but in Chinese, of course, they have that expression, as we do in Norwegian and every other language on earth in which I've come into contact, except English. Han choi lok wo.
Han choi lok wo.
Haya.
Han choi lok wo.
And it's the same choi as soi choi.
Soi choi. Ah.
Choi. Han choi lok wo. Like joy at disaster and glee at catastrophe kind of thing.
But somebody else's catastrophe.
Well, obviously.
It's kind of joy at somebody else's
not
despair,
that. Oh,
isn't
I lost
it?
My legs. Hooray! It's not that, no. It's real schadenfreude.
It's kind of comeuppance, isn't it? And joy in that. And
Haya.
That expression again is?
Han choi lok wo.
Han choi lok wo.
Haya. And you know, for example, happy birthday and Merry Christmas. Seng dan fai lok.
Lok.
And sang yat fai lok. That's the lok in han choi lok wo.
And what are you actually saying? And how would you say it? Would you say, I feel han choi lok wo?
Well, I normally say it when people laugh at me.
Han choi lok wo.
Hiya. I'm expressing that they're showing signs of schadenfreude against me or somebody else. It's just something I like to say and say. And of course, we have it in Norwegian too. It's called harm joy.
Harm joy.
Yeah,
joy in someone's harm.
No, this is English, translated
oh,
into
harm
English.
Right,
translates
okay.
As harm joy. And my father always used to say, harm joy is the best form of joy.
Yeah. happy fella.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hiya.
Right.
So
now,
back to Guangzhou.
Here we are spending years of our lives trying to promote Cantonese.
Mm-hmm. And then one fell swoop.
And then I hear I hear something sort of converse to that. So tell me in your words what's happening.
On my words, eh?
Be careful with those words, yeah.
Yeah. Well, a government near us.
Yes.
Has decided or is threatening, or should I say promoting or planning?
Suggesting.
It's on the board. It's on the table. In connection with the South Asian Games. Just the Asian Games, sorry, which are to be held in Guangzhou And then because of which they're now ruining the whole city, and it's come to a complete standstill, and it's a huge construction site to build flower beds and all that stuff that they need. So in connection with these games, the said government is threatening to take away the main news and other programs in Cantonese language on TV in Guangzhou City, ostensibly to help incomers understand more of what's going on TV. That's assuming that people are interested in Asian games in the first place.
Right, okay. But so they're expecting an influx of people who speak only Mandarin.
Yeah, I'm going to watch the whole TV the whole time they're there. So obviously it's not the real reason. The real reason is the harmony. Everybody must speak one language, wear the same, and live in the same house and drive the same car.
And speak the same
So they language. Feel threatened by Cantonese because they don't understand it. Very few Cantonese speakers in any local or national government.
And there was a demonstration against this.
Yeah, well, not so much a demonstration as a huge gathering of people. The Basapau.
Basapau.
Yeah, Basapau.
Basapau.
80 after. So the generation after 1980.
Ah, yeah, Basapau.
Primarily. So we increased the medium age by about 20 years, three of us. So, yeah, we went up there and it was fantastic, a really electric atmosphere, so joyful, people just laughing, shouting in joy.
And in Cantonese, I guess.
Yeah, well, obviously, except when they're talking to us, people come up, we're standing and shouting in Cantonese, people come up going, do you know what this is? Yeah, that's why we came up from Hong Kong. It is a demonstration. Yeah, I know. That's why we came up from Hong Kong. And then they went on to tell us anyway, in English. So, you know. But, and the police didn't know what to do. They're smiling and then sort of catching themselves. Oh, I smiled. And holding hands and trying to lead people away from there. Well, that was impossible. So people just came pouring into that street and the area.
And what is the phrase for demonstration or large gathering of people?
Yeah, ask me in Chinese. Maybe I'll tell you all.
Demonstration, 中文怎么讲啊?
CY.
CY.
Hiya. Translate says show strength.
Show strength. CY.
Hiya. Hello. And then that's all. We just stood there shouting for a while and laughing and being interviewed and taking photographs of... It was basically a few thousand people taking photos and people taking photos of them.
And do you think any notice will have been taken of this large gathering of people?
Yeah, because the next day on the same night we went to foot massage and watched TVB. I think, some Hong Kong channel. And there's a huge chunk of the news being taken out. Yeah.
Really?
Fill the gap here. Hello, okay, we're on radio. Yeah.
No, I was doing the equivalent of taking a chunk out.
Yeah, well, it puts something instead, you know. It's an advert or something right in the middle of the news. When the guy says, and now, and suddenly it's an advert for shampoo, right? Mm. So, yeah, so that must have worked. And apparently it got a lot of coverage all over the world because it spilled over in Hong Kong the next weekend.
Maybe this isn't the right venue to talk about it, but I'm just thinking you've got, when we went up to Shanghai, you've got a dialect there that's different to Putonghua.
Yeah, I think all the dialects, all the people speaking dialects, or Cantonese is obviously a language, should keep doing it and not, especially here in Hong Kong, look down on their own language, saying to people they shouldn't learn it and that it's just a street language, blah, blah. No, it obviously isn't. So I think this is a big wake-up call for Hong Kong and it can only be a good thing.
And I, for one, prefer Cantonese to Mandarin.
Gang hai la.
Gang hai la. It's true.
Ho tang di. Gao siu di. Yong yi gong di. Ah, that's a bit of a mouthful for us.
Good to listen to.
Ho tang di. Di meaning
better.
Exactly.
There's an er there.
Yeah.
Better to listen to.
Yeah. Gao siu di.
Gao siu.
More fun.
More fun. More funner.
Funner. funner. Okay, so we have two different words for fun, right? One is fun as an activity. Hoan.
Hoan.
Yeah, hoan. Hoi song hoi hoan. For example, it's really good fun to go to Shanghai, which it actually was. Can't be denied. But when something is, but that's an activity in which you participate. But Cantonese is fun, like a book is fun, a film is fun, or a person. Gao siu.
Gao siu.
Yeah, it's the same gao as yamo gao choa. Make laugh. Something that makes you laugh. Gao siu.
Gao siu.
Hai la.
Gao siu di.
Hai la. And last but not least, yong yi gong di.
Yong yi gong di.
Easier to speak.
Definitely.
It certainly is.
Yong yi gong di.
What's man though? You know, sure.
We're going to get into trouble for this, I'm sure.
Sure. No, it's my personal taste. I speak for no one except myself.
It is personal taste.
And all my fans. Sure.
How many fans have you got now?
12.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Up from 10 last week.
Yeah.
Great. Hi, Gamsin.
Ha? Hoa.
Ho?
Ho.
Ho.
Ho, hi, Gamsin.
Bye-bye.
But next week we'll talk again. Talk.
Talk.
Gong dong wa. Gong gong dong wa.
Hi. Homo? Ho.
Titi gong dong wa.
Ti.
Support Cantonese. Titi gong dong wa.
Titi gong dong wa.
Hoa.
Hi, la. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.